do this, the faster these seasons go by. I mean, I remember when I first started, it felt like the seasons lasted forever. Mm-hmm. But now, all of a sudden, you start, and then in the blink of an eye, we're already starting playoffs. And then if you have a team in your coverage area that makes it to the Dome, all of a sudden, there we are again, up at Cedar Falls. But, and we got some good matchups this week. As you mentioned, West Delaware has a tough one on the road at Decorah, but the one that we'll be at for that you can see on our video stream on KMCH.com, Monticello at Beckman. That's going to be a pretty darn good matchup. We had a good one last week with East Buchanan and North Lynn, and we knew it was going to be a tight battle, and sure enough, it definitely lived up to the hype there last Friday.
No doubt. No points in that second half, but right. Boy, was it entertaining. A 14-8 game at halftime. That's the way it stayed, but both teams threatening. The only turnover was a fumble that North Lynn was able to force on East Buck late in that game, and North Lynn got the advantage and held on for the 6-point victory. And our KMC Sports Standout Performer of the Week from presented by F&M Bank came from that game. Tate Hogenberry, the Athletic senior quarterback, as he had a heck of a night with two touchdowns, 169 yards. So Tate will be featured coming up tomorrow on the sportscast, and that interview will be posted on our social medias coming up tomorrow as well. So looking forward to that. Had a nice interview with Tate. Well-spoken young man. Almost went 5 minutes with him this afternoon at North Lynn. Boy, was it warm out there today.
It was.
Especially with black dress pants on and a polo shirt. So I didn't get to change into like what the coaches were wearing, coaching attire, shorts or anything. So it was warm out there, and this warm weather has not gone away yet, and that's good to see. It's going to be warmer, I think, low 80s, late 70s, upper 70s coming up on Friday night, so we won't be chilly by any means in Dyersville getting ready for that Beckman and Monticello game.
Just as long as this weather continues for the next couple weeks as I do my marathon in the Twin Cities, just as long as I'm not having to run in 40-degree weather, I will take 70 degrees.
I hope it's not 40 like in a couple weeks. When is it, mid-September or late September?
Yeah, we're about almost to mid-September already.
Oh, boy. All right, let's take a break, and we'll be back as we will start the program off, as Josh alluded to, that exciting game for Independence. They got the win 13-7, and we'll talk to Coach Justin Putz about it here to lead off the show as we venture into week number three, but recapping week two of the high school football season here on the KMC Sports Zone on a Wednesday night. You're listening to it right here on MX 94.7 KMCH.
Clayton Drug in Strawberry Point, Elkader, and Sumner has disposable medication packaging with free delivery, mail-out services, and walk-in immunizations daily. They now offer integrative health consults with their board-certified pharmacist, Jen Clayton. Check out their new website for more details. Clayton Drug, a local pharmacy you can trust.
Whether you are thinking of buying or selling your home, give Homefront Realty a call. They are there to be your advisor, negotiator, and facilitator in the real estate game. They will save you time so you can spend it cheering on your favorite team. Find your dream home with Homefront Realty.
Bob Steven Motors in downtown Manchester makes buying a new or pre-owned Buick, GMC, or Chevrolet as simple as possible. From the purchase of the vehicle to financing and the routine service needed in the future, we have your back. Bob Steven Motors, your local Chevy, Buick, and GMC dealer in downtown Manchester.
Eastern Iowa's Variety Station, Mix 94.7, KMCH.
Welcome back in KMCH Sports Zone on this Wednesday night. John Swisher, Josh Christensen, glad to have you along here from KMCH Sports. Justin Putz is the head coach of the Independence Mustangs in his ninth year, as the Mustangs are 2-1 after the win over Clear Creek Amana, a battle of top 10 teams in respective 3A for Indy and CCA in class 4A on Friday night at Independence. And the Mustangs come out of there with a 13-7 win, and you can throw out all the adjectives, Coach. Wildly entertaining, exciting, and what an effort for your kids to be able to get that win. 6-point victory over the Clippers on a Friday night. Just talk about the and describe those emotions after that final play.
Yeah, you know, it was certainly exciting, and, you know, I think to have a legitimate Hail Mary, you know, from over 50 yards, I think it's 51 yards officially. Certainly, I'm not so sure I've ever seen it in a high school football game. And, you know, to win a ball game like that, that was hard fought against a conference rival, it was really, really good and a lot of fun and happy for our kids. And, you know, I think, you know, when I'm looking back on it, was the execution we had leading up to that. You know, Mitch Johnson punted the ball from formation, I think went close to 50 yards. Dylan Isley picked off a pass with 4 seconds to go to give us the opportunity to Hail Mary. And then, you know, for our guys to get down there and get the throw off and Josh Beatty to find that for his first career catch. It just, I mean, really, I thought our guys did a really, really good job there to close the game out.
You can't write a better script than that, as able to catch the deflected ball off of the Clear Creek Amana player. And Beatty, right spot at the right time, able to corral that ball in the end zone for a heck of a way to end that contest. And you talked about it. A lot of things led up to it, an interception before that play. So it's all part of the process. And you also mentioned, never seen anything like it. It almost looked like a video game type deal when you're throwing a Hail Mary in Madden 05 and you toss it up there and it bounds off a player and you catch it. It reminded me of something like that because I've never seen it in real life either. And what a amazing job by your kids to able to get it done.
Yeah, you know, we do about 20 situation script every Thursday after our walkthrough to kind of end it, you know, and you know, everything from a free kick in there, which I haven't used in 8 years, to, you know, a Hail Mary situation. And, you know, it's kind of fun to see that come out. And, you know, now, you know, of course, the guys know why to practice that stuff. But just a great job for them to execute and get in the end zone. And, you know, I don't think I've ended up in a dog pile probably since my college baseball days. So that was a lot of fun as well.
Indeed, and yeah, that's a great point there of sometimes coaches, even fans, parents, what have you, wonder why coaches do what they do and practice certain things when you're never going to need it or you just don't know. But that's why those little things and are a practice and situations like that. And boy, did it pay off for your team. Talk about the game as a whole in this one against Clear Creek Amana on Friday night. You went up 7-0. That was the lead until halftime, until they tied it up at 7 in the third quarter, and then you scored those 6 points in the fourth quarter. How did it go as a whole as your third game of the season of doing those little things, taking care of the ball and taking care of the penalty situation?
Yeah, you know, I thought the game we played pretty clean. We didn't turn the ball over. You know, went down and scored on our first drive, really moved the ball well. Thought our line did a great job up front. And then, you know, honestly, CCA went on a, you know, about 10-man drive, 9.5 minutes. I don't even want to guess on the plays. Certainly over 10 to 12 plays. We stopped them on a 4th-and-3. They ran in reverse, and our guys just stayed disciplined, shut it down, and just a really nice play. You know, then we actually had another great drive going and got to a 4th-and-3. We just missed Trey Weber on a touchdown on a nice play down the seam, and defender got a hand on it with a little bit more touch. We walk into the end zone. So, you know, again, we did a lot of nice things, but we only had 2 real drives the first half. It was just a real physical game. CCA does a nice job in the run game. A lot of quarterback run, read run game with a nice physical O-line. And I thought they did a nice job controlling the ball as well. And it's just one of those kind of hard-fought football games where, you know, you're always glad to come out on top of it.
Indeed, great momentum for your kids to be able to pull off something like that. Now move in to week number 4 as week number 3, I should say, your fourth game is getting ready for West Liberty, the Comets at 0-2, a team you beat last year 45-0 at home, traveling down to West Liberty this week. And what's this edition of the Comets look like on tape?
You know, it's going to be complete opposite of last week. They're going to be, certainly the first two games, they've been a 5 wide receiver 84% of the time. And I don't think we've seen one formation of that variety yet this year. So we'll go from a real physical, grinded-out game. You know, quite honestly, our 2 of our 3 at the Assumption, they're very physical and on the run dominant as well. So be a little change of pace for us, and hopefully our guys are locked in and ready to go.
All right. What else do you look for your kids here? The progression, the improvement, you're seeing that. I know you saw some of that on Friday night. How are things going in that regard?
You know, really well. I told our guys, I thought Clear Creek Amana is the most physical team we've played so far this year. And, you know, for us to handle it much better than we did week 0, you know, shows some of that progress. In the first game, we had Mitch back at linebacker, returning All-Stater. He certainly made his presence known out there with a sack and a few tackles for loss as well. So, you know, having him back, but just everybody as a whole, you know, has made some strides. And I think what we look for is, you know, kind of playing that 9-10 game, you know, journey here of getting better each and every week, and another opportunity for our defensive guys and offense in general to come out and play clean and play better and keep improving.
All right, Coach, congrats again on that exciting win last Friday night against the Clippers, and good luck against the Comets this Friday night. We'll recap and preview next Wednesday again, as we always do. Thanks for your time. Good luck.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
You mentioned Justin Putz, the head coach of the Independence Mustangs, here on the program. More of the KMCH Sports Zone rolls on next, right here from KMCH Sports.
Hauser's Water Systems in Manchester has been providing Eastern Iowa with industry-leading water treatment, both residential and commercial, since 1949. We'd like to wish all area athletes and coaches the best of luck this season, and a sincere thank you for the support over the years.
When it comes to financial planning, most financial companies focus on your income. At Northwestern Mutual, we focus on your outcome. It takes the right financial partner who cares as much about your future as you do, building a financial plan to meet your life's priorities and helping you achieve the financial security you're after. Focus on your financial outcome with Northwestern Mutual. Contact me, Mitch Payton, or Matt Schulte today. You and Northwestern Mutual, stronger together.
Hi, this is Bill from Gateway Appliance. From laundry sets to kitchen appliances, we put the home field advantage in your home, making your athlete ready for the big game. Gateway Appliance, your exclusive KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer in the Big Blue Building on West Main in Manchester.
Mix 94.7 KMCH.
KMCH Sports Zone rolls on a Wednesday night. John Swisher back with you, the fifth-year head coach of the Beckman Blazer football team. Mark Atwater joining me now. His Blazers 2-0, one of three coverage area teams undefeated so far in the season, with two wins, as Beckman, their latest game, taking down Anamosa, the Blue Raiders, at Downing Field in Anamosa this past Friday night, as the 20-12 final, 14-6 at halftime. Blazers added two field goals in the second half and then 6 points for Anamosa in that fourth quarter, but Beckman able to hang on by 8 points. And, Coach, it doesn't have to be pretty in all your years of football. You know this. Sometimes it's an ugly win, but it's a win regardless. Your team is 2-0.
Yeah, you hit it exactly on the head what it was for us. You know, even these past 2 weeks, just it hasn't looked pretty, but we've found a way to get the job done. You know, I kind of addressed our team as we were leaving. You know, hey, 3 years ago in this program, we would have known how to win a game like that. And credit to the kids is just like, hey, we found ways to win. Are you frustrated about some things? Yeah, absolutely. You get frustrated about not playing your best and not playing up to your potential. But being 2-0 is 2-0, and I don't think anybody looks back and says, well, you only did this, you only did that. You know, they see 2-0. So we're in the position we want to be. We just got to continue to get better.
Getting better. And on Friday night, to talk about the game a little bit, offense 14 points in that second quarter, then held to field goals in the second half, fought through some adversity, bothered by some penalties, too much for your comfort, and that will be one of the main things to correct coming up this week, some of those little things to focus on and improve on.
Yeah, you know, we kind of said through it of just, you know, we really don't even know where our offense is at right now because we can't get out of our own way. You know, and I think people will say that, but hey, we had 13 penalties on just solely our offense, you know, whether it's jumping, holding, a high-low, some things like that. You know, 13, and then, you know, we have a handful of bad snaps, probably about 10, where it just kind of messes up our timing. You know, 23 plays where you're setting yourself up for failure to start. So, you know, offensively, we're able to still gain over 300 yards, put up some points, but, you know, it's like we're driving, and then we were moving back, or, you know, and just, you know, we're in a lot of first and 15, second and longs, third and longs, where we're picking them up, but it's just, you don't want to be in that position. And some, hey, it's just too long to pick up. So, you know, offensively, hey, that's my side of the ball. That's my unit. We've been working on that. Just, you know, being confident, you know, and just not being shaken, you know, rattled, just composure through it. You know, those things are going to happen, hopefully happen less, but, you know, how can we just continue to move on to the next play and not let it compound into another mistake? So honestly, I don't know what our offense is this year. We'll keep finding out, but if we can clean some of those things up, you know, we've gained 700 and some yards through 2 weeks. You know, there's a lot of programs, hey, they'll take that. But our point output has to be better. So, hey, we, I, I'm a broken record here. We just got to keep getting better.
Indeed. As 2-0 for Beckman, as getting ready for Monticello, a Class 2A team on the schedule. Another one of those, the third one in a row for Beckman here, the Class 1A school. And it's the Monticello Panthers this time around, hosting them in Dyersville on Friday night. As Monticello, a team you beat 48-21 last year, 9-2 series record against them going back to 2008. Getting ready for the Panthers here. You've scouted them. You've seen them. Of course, Preston Reese, the Iowa Hawkeye commit, dual threat quarterback. That's going to be the main focus, I'm sure, of how to slow Preston down. As you got a little bit on tape of how Cascade was able to do it, I'm sure, a couple weeks ago. So take a couple pages out of Coach Frake's book. But that's going to be the focus, I'm sure, starting slowing their offense down with Mr. Reese.
Yeah, and you hit it right. I think some coaches are kind of afraid to talk about those things, or they don't mention, hey, this guy's good, you know, just keep playing your game. Hey, we mention it. We'd be silly not to mention it. This kid's good. There's a reason. And even just talking with some people, you know, some officials that, you know, I know just had their game and said, man, he's good. He's a real deal. They went back some, you know, kind of long, funny story. It's a kid that was from Cedar Rapids around me, and he brought the name up, A.J. Derby, who is a City High kid, because I haven't seen anybody like that since A.J. Derby. And when you throw that name out there, you know, that's a big name. You know, kid went to Iowa and then ended up transferring to Arkansas. But, you know, when that's the comparison you get, it's high praises. So I have high praises for that young man. He's a good football player. And, you know, the other thing is they're coached well. You know, West does a really good job of utilizing their best player. You know, he does a lot on the ground, throwing the ball. So defensively, hey, we've played really well these last couple weeks. We have some salty defensive guys, you know, and just the biggest thing is not letting up the extra after contact yards. You know, he just does such a good job of not being brought down by the first tackle. You know, he honestly reminds me of Owen Unigard from last year for us, just, hey, but he's playing quarterback, you know, just constantly bouncing off people. So it becomes wrap up, get a bunch of guys to the ball, and just keep pushing and not relying on one guy to make the play. Hey, we got to have a bunch of people there. You know, they're a good team. I think they've gotten better from week one to week two. They look like complete units, you know, have good depth, kind of run a lot of guys at you. So, but definitely our hands full, but this is a fun week for both us and them. I think everyone kind of circles these two teams. They circle us, we circle them. It's just fun. It's a fun rivalry between, you know, a Dyersville-Monticello thing. We like being a part of it. It's kind of what makes Friday nights fun and high school football fun.
No doubt about it. And getting ready for this Monticello team, as I mentioned, your third class 2A team, getting ready for a look at them and a help to tune you up for class 1A action when the district play starts. So another good opponent here that you're going to see some different things you may not see from some other teams, and that'll only help you down the road.
You're absolutely right. You know, you might as well put us in 2A District 5 because we played three of them in a row here. You know, but that's kind of how we've built it. You know, I know non-district scheduling coaches will tell you we don't get to really pick. Well, hey, if you match up with the teams, you get to pick them. And Monticello's always been one. Hey, we're going to match up with you because we believe this is a game we should always play. Like I talked about the rivalry game, like I talked about just, you know, just the proximity. It's a great gate. It's good for both schools. You know, we're about playing up. We're about playing these teams. It does press us as far as numbers wise. Hey, they have good numbers. Anamosa's had good numbers. Comanche did as well. You know, so that's a little bit different compared to us, where our numbers aren't quite the same. But it does push our kids to be ready and hey, put our toughest tests at the beginning, because I think our district is pretty solid this year. And once again, so, you know, it just gives us the best chance to succeed. We're not just kind of walking through this and, you know, it is what it is, like playing some different teams. Hey, we want to play up. We want to play the best, and I think that's what non-district schedules are about. It doesn't affect our playoff qualifying ability, so let's play good teams and see where we're at.
Indeed. All right. Looking forward to seeing your team for the first time since the Uni Dome last November, as we'll have all the action coming up on our KMC Sports video stream in Dyersville Friday night for the Blazers and Panthers. Looking forward to seeing you and your team, Coach. Best of luck getting ready for it, and we'll see you Friday night.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Mark Atwater, head coach of the Beckman Blazers here on the Sports Zone. More of it coming up right after this from KMCH Sports.
Tad Mormon, your American Family Insurance agent in Manchester, is looking out for what matters to you, even when there's nothing wrong. Give Tad a call today for all your insurance questions.
American Family Insurance, Tad Mormon agent, 106 East Main Street in Manchester.
At Tauke Motors, we believe in a gentler, simpler way of doing business. Check out our large selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, as well as great incentives at TaukeMotors.com. If you are looking for a new pre-owned vehicle or service on your current vehicle, come to Tauke Motors, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram on 9th Street in Dyersville.
Hi, this is Rick Steer with Zero Zone in Dyersville. Zero Zone specializes in designing and building refrigeration systems for supermarkets, cold storage, pharmaceuticals, and ice rinks. Join our team today. It's one of the coolest places to work.
J&D Catering and Suites in New Vienna provides exceptional handcrafted food for any special event, creating a customized menu sure to wow your guests, including extensive specialty cupcake and cake menu. Call or check them out on Facebook. Let J&D Catering and Suites set your next special event above the rest.
Eastern Iowa's variety station, Mix 94.7 KMCH.
KMC Sports Zone continues on this Wednesday night. John Swisher with you. James Rochford is the head coach of the Edco Vikings. His team is now 1-1 after a 52-7 win in week two over the Springville Orioles at home in Edgewood last Friday night, as the Vikings getting their first win of the season, evening up that record at 1-1. Coach, always good to get a home win and your first win of the season. Your team was able to come out and take care of business against the Orioles on Friday night.
Yeah, they did. I thought our kids came out and played real well. And I think we were up 36-0 or something at half, and felt like we didn't let off the gas. They had a few opportunities, and we shut them down defensively and offensively. I felt like we were able to move the ball about any way we wanted to, and move it around to kids that haven't touched the ball, whether that's carrying or catching it. And Cale did a good job of distributing it. So it was a good night. We had a lot of kids in and got a lot of experience, and the kids needed the confidence boost.
That's what you like to see. Indeed, 14 points in that first quarter, 22 in the second, 16 in the third for the 52-7 win. And you talked about Cale Funk, the senior, led the way passing 8 of 10, 163 yards and 3 touchdowns. Chase Kirby led on the ground game, 5 attempts for 44 yards. Caden Cole receiving yards, 3 for 58 and 1 touchdown. And then Price led the way tackling with 6. So those kids and others stepping up and doing the little things as it takes, as you know, how to be successful, and they were able to play well on Friday night.
Yeah, and I thought, Caden and Bennett got involved in the passing game quite a bit more, and that goes to Cale, moving it around a little bit. And we're not going to be a real strong run team as young as we are up front, but, we were able to move the ball on the ground and get some yards and get some touchdowns. Defensively, I thought Price played a pretty good game. So Dawson Bergen, Chase Kirby, and Cale had a pick and I think 3 fumble recoveries. So all in all, a pretty good group effort. There's no real, one person. It's a team effort. So
indeed, and we've talked about the number situation. Unfortunately, getting bit by a few injuries here and there. Hopefully, nothing too serious, and your kids can to get better and get healthy here as the weeks move forward. As you know, that's one thing that could bother teams, especially teams with not as many players. And then that's one thing you always hope that doesn't happen. And unfortunately, you have to deal with that adversity right now.
Yeah, we do. It's nothing new to us. We're kind of used to that, but yet, we're juggling guys around and got a couple of kids coming off concussion protocol, hopefully, and can contribute that maybe didn't contribute as much last week. But we're a couple of kids that, might be questionable for the game on Friday. So it's football. It's kind of what we go through, next man in. Unfortunately, we don't have a ton of subs on the varsity level. So it's forcing guys to play multiple positions and be flexible, and they're doing a good job of it.
Indeed, and getting ready for a 2-0 team. Central City coming in this week as the Wildcats. You took them down 54-6 last year in the first meeting of the series, as getting ready to travel to Central City. What do you see in this year's edition of the Wildcats so far on tape? You've been scouting them the past few days.
Yeah, they're a lot better than they were last year. I think the Gazette picked them to be second in the district. Picked us to tie for third, so obviously we're the underdog. They can run the ball. They're big up front, and they've been able to pass the ball and have some good running backs, some good receivers. So, I mean, they're pretty balanced. We'll have our hands full with this one, and our kids are going to have to execute and play mistake-free football.
And when you go against the offense like that, is more balanced with a running back that can appears to be a double threat. What do you decide to? How do you do what you do in practice and get ready for both ways and not give up to the other one?
Coach Hannah does a great job with tendencies and what they like to do out of certain formations, and that's what we've kind of had to hang our hat on. With certain kids back at Wildcat or certain kids at quarterback, certain kids in certain positions, we've seen, hey, this is what they do. Not that they can't do anything else, but it just is it's a tendency. And we play that and then also throw in some extra stuff that as we as coaches might throw in based on looking at something going, geez, what if they do this? And they're usually pretty well prepared defensively I hope they are again this week.
Indeed. All right. Best of luck against the Wildcats. Congrats on the first win last week, and we'll talk to you next week to recap and preview. Thanks for your time as always, Coach.
All right. Thanks, John.
You betcha. James Rochford, the head coach of the Edco Vikings here on the program as we continue along with more of it coming up. This is the KMCH Sports Zone right here from Mix 94.7, KMCH.com, and the KMCH app.
Sherman's Implement wants to thank all area farmers. Stop into Sherman's Implement in Monticello and Dyersville today. They're your local Case IH, Kuhn, Krause, Bush Hog, Unver Firth, and Meyer dealer. That's Sherman's Implement in Monticello and Dyersville, built in red power.
Mill Construction is a general contractor and will assist you with the construction of your livestock facility start to finish. For more information on Edgewood Feed Mill Construction, contact Steve Harris at 563-920-7835.
Nutrient Ag Solutions in Dyersville always puts their customers first, and you too can profit from their experience. Give them a call for all your professional crop and precision needs. Good luck to all area schools, athletes, and coaches. Stay safe and stay healthy.
Eastern Iowa's Variety Station, Mix 94.7, KMCH.
Back into the KMCH Sports Zone Wednesday night. Here we are. John Swisher along with head coach of the West Delaware Hawks, Doug Winkowitz. Hawks with a 0-2 start. A tough loss down at Cedar Rapids Xavier last Friday night, 44-7, the final score of that one. As Xavier, a top five ranked team in Class 4A. And fortunately, their team found out why. They have some talent again for Coach Schulte and company, and they were able to get the win 44-7. Talk about the differences in the game on Friday night, Coach.
Well, I we just ran into a tremendous football team. Their speed is, exceptional. And we just had a really hard time defending receivers. They did a great job up front against us and scored quick and often. And we just really had no answer switch. We weren't aggressive enough at the line of scrimmage and missed a lot of tackles again. And we're just, trying to get better, trying to figure out ways where we can improve and trying to give the kids some answers here and just trying to keep things positive.
And that's the name of the game. Stay positive and keep working. And as you said, improving. And sometimes when you're losing, it's not always easy to do. But with yourself and veteran coaches have been around, that's a good leadership to help mold the way for these kids. And some of the older kids you trusted on to be leaders and stay positive. They've been involved in other sports where things aren't always going their way, and you just have to keep on keeping on.
Yeah, I think we've had a good positive week. I think the kids understand that we've got a little bit of an injury bug going on right now. We got to get some guys back. We got to stay healthy these next 2 weeks and get into district play with the understanding that these first four games are going to make us a lot better football team.
Indeed, and now the opponent this week, the Decorah Vikings at 1-1, as Decorah with a loss to Crestwood 26-14 and then beat Waukon last week 27-24. Hawks beat them last year 42-21 at Brown Field, 9-6. Decorah leads the series. What do you see in this year's edition of the Vikings?
I think they're very similar to us. They've got a running quarterback. They're young. They do not have a senior on the offensive line. You know, so they their numbers are down a little bit. So I think from a scheme point or schematic point, and from a you know, just being kind of young point, we're very similar. Kind of ironically, here over the years, they kind of transitioned to what we're doing offensively. They use that quarterback who's a pretty good runner in the run game. He throws the ball well enough. And then defensively, they just kind of always do what they do. Pretty basic, but they're really good at it. So, you know, they're well coached. They've got a lot of tradition. We're going to have to play really well.
Indeed. And you've seen the lower levels, freshman and sophomore. Middle school will start this week. What are you seeing at those lower levels?
Yeah, I mean, we've got great numbers. You know, we've got 26 sophomores, 24 freshmen. We got great numbers. You know, the problem that we're having right now has got a little bit of a domino effect. You know, I take five or six sophomores, and then a couple freshmen have to come up, and now we got kids at those levels maybe not playing at their own level. But our guys are working hard. We finally got back in the weight room this morning, the first time in over 3 months in our own room anyway. And it felt good to be kind of back home. And these young guys know how to work, and they're just going to keep getting better. And I think when these two groups, lower-level groups, are together, we'll be pretty solid.
All right, Coach, best of luck against Decorah, taking on the Vikings. And we will recap and preview next Wednesday night. Thanks for your time, as always.
Appreciate it, Swish.
Doug Winkowitz, the head coach of the West Delaware Hawks, here on the KMCH Sports Zone. Right here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. We'll have more of the show coming up next from KMCH Sports.
5K Sports & More is proud to support all of our local athletes, providing sporting goods items for every sport. We carry a great selection of fan wear for West Delaware and Maquoketa Valley, along with custom embroidery and screen printing. 5K Sports & More on the east end of Manchester, where there are no strangers, just friends we haven't met yet.
This is Jamie Vasky, the football voice of the West Delaware Hawks, and I've had the chance to review the Good Neighbor Society's playbook, and I gotta tell you, they are friends in your neighborhood. So if you need help getting back into the game, contact the Good Neighbor Society Rehab to Home Team.
Rocky's Auto Body RV and Repair is the place for all your auto body, RV, and collision repair work. On-site service calls, free estimates, quick access to parts, and local delivery and pickup. Give Randy a call or stop in 4 miles south of Highway 20, just off Highway 13 in Manchester.
At Corcoran Furniture in Manchester, we have Delaware County's largest made-in-Iowa Restonic Sleep Gallery and offer a large selection of Ashley furniture with free delivery and setup. Visit us on the web at CorcoranFurnitureManchester.com. Dream big with Restonic and Corcoran Furniture in Manchester.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone here on KMCH. Josh Christensen and John Swisher here as we start get ready for week three of the high school football season. A few teams 2-0 and a couple teams still looking for maybe their first win, but we've had some good games, and we had a good one last week with Starmont over at Bellevue. And joining us right now on the program is Starmont football head coach Mike Augustine. Coach, I know it's a tough way to lose, but a Bellevue team losing by 33-30. If I remember correctly, I think it was with 2 or 3 minutes is when Bellevue scored that go-ahead touchdown, I think. Is that what it was?
Yeah, they scored with, late in the fourth, and then we got the ball back, and we were able to drive it all the way down to their 10, and they sacked us on fourth down. So, you know, it is a heart-wrenching loss to go through that way. But the gain that we had from week one to week two was really good. The kids worked so hard last week, and they've been working hard this week. We just got to go back and keep focusing on those little things and make plays when we have the opportunity to, so we are on the other end of that 3-point deficit.
Talk about those positives, Coach, and what you like to see from your team the most on Friday night.
Well, our blocking was so much better up front. Until later in the game, and we started to get tired, but our blocking got better, our tackling got better. We were able to run the ball really well. We had Anthony King had 105 yards rushing. Keaton Mollers had 95 yards rushing. Nick, I can't remember how he had some positive yards rushing, I think 31. And then we were able to throw the ball for 92 yards and a couple touchdown passes and a couple touchdown runs. So we got rolling offensively. It's just a matter of cleaning up a few areas and converting on some 2-point conversions, and it's a different outcome. But they really responded well, and they've been responding well this week. We just got to keep our nose to the grindstone.
Coach, what do you like as a coach when you can see such a quick turnaround like that? Because you talked about it last week that the blocking was definitely something you were working on. That was what hurt you guys in week one, and it kept you guys competitive getting such a close win. So what impresses you as a coach when you can see such an improvement like that in just basically 1 week?
Well, the kids are being coachable, and they're trusting the process, and that's what we always kind of tell them, you know. It's not going to be fixed in one day or 1 week, but it's something we've got to continue to build on and do all year. And with them attacking it like they have and being coachable, that makes it a lot easier when we're implementing that stuff.
Can you talk about that fourth down play? What were you guys hoping to maybe do, and how did Bellevue, like you said, they were able to sack you and they were able to get the ball back and drive down the field. But what were you guys hoping for when you got into the red zone there on that play?
Yeah, there was about 30 seconds left, and being down by three, we were trying to get a quick out to get the first down or in the end zone. They overloaded the middle. And they blitzed right up the gut, and they just caught us in a blitz, and he tried scrambling one way, and they just had us cut off too well and hit us, and they were able to kneel out. So, trying to get to that quick throw that has been so successful for us. So, didn't have enough time on the clock or no timeouts to run the ball or do anything else with that. So, we went to our best short offense pass play that we could complete to get us in the end zone.
Well, now this week you have East Buchanan. It's going to be on the road at East Buchanan. And we were just at their game at North Lynn last week. I mean, we know that it's no secret that how much they love to run the ball. So what's going to be the big thing when you deal with that size that they have up front and the options that they have with that with the wishbone backfield that they use as far as slowing them down?
Yeah, I'm a big component person of the line. It starts and ends with the line. We've got to control the line of scrimmage. I know they're big up front. We've got to control our gaps and get the heel depth and be ready to fight for 48 minutes. It's one play at a time. It's going to be a slugfest. You know, they like to pound the ball. You know, we like to run the ball. It's always, EB and Starmont's always been that slugfest. You know, first guy to flinch or break, you know, it goes the other way. So we're really just going to have to be tough and control the line of scrimmage.
And the last 2 years, you've had some battles with them. Only 9-point loss last year, 28-19, and then 20-12 2 years ago in 2020. So the first thing is, as you know, is having that mindset that you can beat a team like East Buchanan and trying to get it done. But being able to believe that you can is the first step.
Oh, absolutely. You know, they're a good football team, and they've got great athletes there. We have good athletes too. We just got to believe in that belief is going to take you a long way and trust in the process. And when we have a game plan in place, you got to trust that and do what you're coached to do as hard as you can for 48 minutes and, taking it one play at a time. I know I've said that quite a few times. That's kind of been our motto this week. And well, most of the season, you have a good play, you got to flush it and go on to the next and not get too high or too low. You just got to battle for that next play.
When you deal with the size that East Buchanan has, Coach, I mean, what are some things that you can do to maybe combat that size if you guys maybe don't have equal size up there? So how do you combat that, or how can you counterattack something like that?
Well, a lot of it is technique and our positioning. We've got to stay low. We've got to get off the ball quick to try to neutralize that. And we have some decent-sized kids, too, trying to match up size for size if we can. On the offensive side is working our edges and staying true to what we do well and just, you know, getting off the football. You know, the guys that win the battle up front, it's whoever exposed off that football first and gets their first 2 feet in the ground moving forward and staying in good position to do so.
Starmont getting ready to face a big matchup at East Buchanan, and Starmont looking for its first win of the season. Head coach Mike Augustine, kind enough to join us again on the Sports Zone. Coach, good luck on Friday, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
You bet. And coming up next, we've got Maquoketa Valley head coach Trevor Arnold, and Mac Valley off to a really good start this season.
Indeed.
They've been on a roll.
And the 30-point win over Southwind up in Kelmer on Friday night. The youngsters from Mac Valley, was surrounded by a few upperclassmen, are playing well off to 2-0 start, and we'll hear from Coach Arnold here coming up.
Hi, this is Dr. Dan Meyer with the Animal Health Clinic in Dyersville. With over 30 years of experience in both large and small animal medicine, Dr. Borick, myself, and the staff at the Animal Health Clinic strive to treat your pet and livestock as if they were our own. Call us for an appointment or stop in the office today. Animal Health Clinic in Dyersville. Veterinary care you can trust.
Delhi Lumber has products for every home and every budget. Delhi Lumber carries Midland Doors, which are one of the best values around. See Midland Doors today or call Delhi Lumber at 563-922-2404 for more information. Your Midland overhead door dealer, Delhi Lumber. Big town quality, small town service.
Leonard Muller Funeral Home and Crematory wishes all the best to the athletes and appreciates their hard work and scholastic efforts throughout the year. For personal, caring service, Leonard Muller Funeral Home and Crematory in Manchester, Edgewood, and Strawberry Point.
Care Initiatives Hospice provides care throughout Manchester and surrounding counties for those in their final stages of life. We work closely with family members and caregivers to respect the wishes and needs of our patients and their loved ones. Go to our website at careinitiatives.org for more information on how we can serve your loved one.
Just like a great coach, State Farm agents like me, Julie Smith, can help you develop a game plan for your insurance needs. Whether it's car, home, life, health, or business insurance, I can dig into the playbook and help you find the affordable coverage you need. For all your insurance needs, call in a winning team, the Julie Smith State Farm Agency in Manchester.
It's no secret that people come to Fairway in Manchester for their famous meats, but as you dash back to the counter to pick up your USDA Choice ribeyes, don't be surprised if you find yourself lingering among the delicious fruits and vegetables in the produce department. Shop Fairway in Manchester for low prices and all your grocery needs. Mace Construction of Edgewood is the area's leading ag construction company you can count on. The Mace brothers specialize in hog barns, machine sheds, framing, shops with residential, new construction, and remodels too. Give Andy or Tyler a call today at 451-6971 or 920-0999. Mace Construction. Construction you can count on.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone on Mix 94.7 KMCH. Josh Christensen and John Swisher here as we preview week three of the high school football season. And we actually have Wes Wilson, the Monticello football head coach, on with us right now. Monticello coming off a 43-7 win. And we talked to head coach, Beckman head coach Mark Atwater a little bit ago. This is going to be our coverage area football game of the week. Monticello at Beckman, 7:15 on KMCH Sports video stream at KMCH.com with John, Roger, and I. And as we mentioned, Wes is on the phone line right now. Coach, first off, you were able to get your first win of the season, 1-1 with that 43-7 win over Maquoketa. We talked last week, you know, you guys had a tough battle, back and forth battle against Cascade, but what impressed you most about the jump this week and how the guys responded against Maquoketa?
Yeah, I was happy with the way we came out and played. You know, you just never know after a loss how they're going to come out. And, you know, our kids did a great job. They prepared well all week. You know, I was excited for Friday night. We got to get under Dean Nelson Field for the first time. We had old playoff teams there, so we had a huge crowd. A lot of guys from that 70s football team were there. And so it was a pretty cool thing to see. And, you know, our kids came out right away and set the tone. And It was a good night for us. It was good to get back on track.
That's great to see that tradition living on there, Wes, the early 70s, 72. You were at the Dome last fall to honor some of those members of the team. It's great, especially for your younger kids, to remember who was there before them and to think about the history of football at Monticello. I love talking about the old history of schools, and it's great that you guys remember those guys.
Yeah, it was a cool night. You know, Coach Lambert and I, Tim and I, went up last year to the Dome. We were able to go up to that, meet a lot of those guys. You know, a lot of those guys don't live in town anymore, so you don't have that connection with some of them. And, you know, we were able to go over to one of the guys' house that lives in Cedar Falls and just hang out with those guys for a while and listen to stories about playing for Dean Nelson. And Dean Nelson's son was there. He was the quarterback on the team. And, you know, just to get that history was a pretty cool thing. And to have those guys come back and support our guys, and it was a cool thing, and I know our guys really enjoyed it.
One thing that you were able to do, Coach, you were able to get Preston going offensively. He had more than 450 yards of total offense, both passing and rushing, with four total touchdowns, three of them through the air. But what impressed you about Preston? We know what he can do. But what were you guys able to do to kind of get him going this week compared to kind of a rough go last week?
Yeah, first thing, we got him the ball on the snap. That was our big
right.
thing. So one of the things we worked on was, good things happen when the ball's in Preston's hands. So, you know, the more we can get it in there, the better off we are. And, you know, he took control. He made improvements from week one to week two. And he's just grown so much from last year to this year as a leader, and the things he's doing. And he doesn't let the bad things bother him as much as they have in the past. And he shuts those out, and he'll make a bad read here or a bad play there, and he steps up and makes an unbelievable one the next time out. So, you know, he's one of those kids that just continues to get better. His ceiling is so high, and once he gets rolling and his confidence gets going, he thinks he can do anything. So those are good things for him.
And then the defense almost pitching a shutout against the Cardinals. Tate Peterson leading the way with 14 tackles. Talk about the effort on that side of the ball.
Yeah, our defense has played really well all year. You know, both games so far, we knew that was going to be something that we had to be better at this year if we were going to reach our goals, and that's something we've really worked on. And, you know, our kids have bought into it. You know, we're about year four, year five into our 3-4 since we switched to that, and we're really getting the kids to buy in. And, you know, we played fast. We fly to the football. We got a lot of athletes on the field, and they go out and make plays. So, I mean, there's some big plays. We had some big sacks. Connor Souser had a huge pick. They got by our safety, and he did a great job of sinking and reading the quarterback's eyes and making a big pick there that probably could have stopped a score from him. So, you know, just things like that. We got guys that are helping each other out, and those are things that you need to have if you're going to have a good defense.
Well, as we said, Coach, you guys have Beckman. You're at Beckman, and Beckman is ranked second in Class 1A. And as we said, that's going to be our coverage area football game of the week. Pre-game at 7 o'clock, kickoff 7:15 on KMCH Sports, video stream at KMCH.com with John Roger and I. And we had Coach Mark Atwater on a little bit ago. First off, it's a two-part question. What's going to be the key against Beckman? And Mark, Coach Atwater kind of gave a comparison to Preston Reese, comparing him to A.J. Derby, the former Hawkeye who went to Arkansas. I mean, when you put a name like that, I mean, that's got to mean something too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have to establish the run game, something that we struggled to do last year against them. We struggled up front a little bit, and, you know, they were really big and physical last year. They're big and physical this year. I know they lost some guys from some pretty good players from last year, but they got a good team coming back, and Coach Atwater does such a great job with those guys, and they play hard, they play the right way, they fly around on defense. So we got our hands full here trying to get our offense going. And with Preston, that's a comparison I haven't thought of, but he's when you look at what he's done, you can put him in comparison with some of those guys. I don't know if he's quite there yet with A.J. Derby, but, his ability to run the football, his ability to throw the ball, makes him pretty dangerous and makes him a pretty elite player. And, we're happy to have him on our team, and that we don't have to game plan against him.
No, right. No doubt. As Beckman leads the series 9-2, they won last year 48-21. Coach Atwater talked about how important it is for his team to have you guys on their schedule. Another Class 2A team, three Class 2A teams in a row for them. It's a good tune-up for their Class 1A district. And for you guys, for your Class 2A district, one of the better teams in the state and 1A, you can't ask for much more of getting you ready for your district in Class 2A.
No, this is a great game for us. You know, when this whole redistricting come about, Coach Atwater is one of the first guys that I messaged and said, "Hey, you want to keep this thing going?" And he said, "Absolutely." It's a great rival right now. You know, they're joining our conference in every other sport, so I see this thing picking up and gaining some more steam. You know, we've had some pretty good runs in baseball. You know, some good games in basketball over the past few years. You know, we've had some really good football games, some just crazy ones in the last couple of years with an overtime game here and some, you know, and last year's a pretty good game through halftime and they kind of put it on us in the second half. So it's been a great series for us. We're excited. They're a good football team. They're ranked number two for a reason. So, you know, it's good for us to see where we're at and see what we need to improve on going into our district play.
Real quick, Coach, I hope I'm pronouncing this last name correctly. Nick Wolfkohl for Beckman. He has 348 yards and two touchdowns. What's going to be the key in slowing him down? Because it seems like that's definitely going to be probably one of the keys for you guys on Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. They run the ball well. Coach does a great job. I know he's got Coach Tobin with him now helping out, you know, a former Hawk offensive lineman. You know, and those guys do a great job. They got some good blocking schemes. They make great adjustments during the game. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full. We have to shut down the run. And I don't know if shut down's the right word because that's tough to do against Dyersville. So we, you know, better off we need to limit what they do and not give up the big one to keep and make them drive the length of the field and continue to do that. But, you know, we got, you know, we've been preparing for that. That's a guy that we have to be able to stop. And, you know, he's a good football player. You know, he didn't get a lot of credit last year with Hugengard playing. So he's a pretty good back in his own right last year. And now he's able to be the guy. So, you know, we're excited for the challenge.
Absolutely. Once again, Monticello at Beckman this Friday. That's our coverage area football game of the week on KMCH Sports video stream at KMCH.com with John, Roger, and I. Coach Wes Wilson, the Monticello football head coach, kind enough to join us again. Coach, we'll see you out there on Friday, and we'll talk to you again next week as well.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Good luck, Coach.
All right. And coming up next, we were just there last week with North Lynn getting the big win over East Buchanan, as John mentioned earlier. Nobody scored in that second half, all the action in the first half, but we saw some pretty good action in the second half. But we'll talk to Coach about that right after this break.
Hi, this is Chris Henry, Service Manager of Brown Sales and Leasing in Elkader. Our goal is to make your car buying experience the best possible, and our factory-certified technicians are dedicated to you and your vehicles. Stop in and see us at Brown Sales and Leasing in Elkader, or visit us online at 4browns.com. Your hometown dealer, wherever your hometown may be.
Bi-County Disposal specializes in commercial and construction disposal needs. They have a variety of containers available from 2 to 30 cubic yards. Whatever it takes, Bi-County Disposal in Dyersville, serving Dubuque and Delaware counties.
Don & Walt LLC, your independent Lennox dealer in Manchester. For residential or commercial plumbing, cooling, and heating needs, and top quality Lennox furnaces and heating units, see Don & Walt LLC in Manchester.
Citizens State Bank is your locally owned, community-minded, and customer-oriented bank here to serve you. Choose one of their seven convenient locations in Winthrop, Monticello, Manchester, Ryan, Strawberry Point, Hopkinton, and New Vienna. Citizens State Bank, community banking with people you know. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone on Mix 94.7 KMCH. Josh Christensen and John Swisher continuing our coverage of the Week 3 high school football season. And we mentioned we got a great game this week for our coverage area football game of the week. And we had a good one last week when we were in Troy Mills with North Lynn beating East Buchanan in a tight one, 14-8. And joining us right now on the phone is North Lynn football head coach Jared Collum. Coach, we knew this was going to be a tight battle, maybe probably who was going to make the probably the biggest defensive play. But for you guys, how important was that win, especially after the previous week when you guys looked like you were going to come away with a win against Alburnett, then they score with 2 minutes to go and take the lead?
Yeah, obviously it's a big win. We start the season with back-to-back rivalry games, and each Buck's a district game on top of that. So it means a little bit more, you know, being that district game. But, you know, our kids fought hard all night and really, really locked into the game plan. We had a great week of practice.
Indeed. And Coach Nielsen and company, you said it, did a great job shutting down that East Buchanan offense, and they just kept on churning there in that second half. Finally found a way to get a turnover against East Buchanan, and that was maybe the pivotal point of the game as East Buck fumbled late in that contest and gave your kids the momentum.
Yeah, the only turnover of the game was when they were driving to go to try to tie it up or take the lead. And I believe that fumble came on about the 20-yard line, 15-yard yeah. line. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those deals where the ball felt like it was on the ground for an eternity. and we ended up jumping on it. And we ended up getting a couple first downs after that, and we ran just enough clock. So they didn't have enough clock to come back at it at the end.
Coach, that their first drive, they go 50-plus yards on a touchdown run. There were a couple missed tackles. But what did you guys do defensively? Basically, after that, you basically shut that run game down, and they had a tough time finding those holes that they were able to find on that first drive. What did your defense do to kind of shore everything up?
You know, we try to push everything in the middle against East Buchanan, and you know, our linebackers need to be a big part of the game, and our down four need to be come in huge. And they caught us twice. One time one of our tackles got too far upfield. Obviously we missed a lot of tackles on that last one, but there was the biggest clip I've ever seen on film in my entire life on that play that wasn't called. If anybody wants to see it, just I'll add you on Huddle. But that kid made a good run. We, you know, with some tackles, but we just talked to the kids and, you know, trust the game plan, which was to get funnel everything into our linebackers, to into Brandon Miller and Jaron Payton and Theo Boss, and then just kind of set the edge with Hoggenberry and Mason Beshin.
And your kids responded nicely after that, only 14 more points, and both on your side of things. No points in that second half. We still had plenty of action there, a back-and-forth tight ball game. But the way your kids settled down, and as you said, trusted the process, stuck with the game plan, Coach Nielsen and company just did a tremendous job of focusing in. You have a lot of athletes, a lot of competitors, and it wasn't hard to believe that they could do that, but it was just great to see them focus in. And calm down after that big play for East Buchanan. They had all the momentum early on in that game.
Yeah, I thought they did too. And I'm not going to lie, I was slightly worried. East Buchanan run a tough offense. It seems so simple on paper, but it's not. They do a lot of things inside that are different than what other people do. A lot of second back through that quick hitting fullback to number 44 gave us some fits, and I think he ended up going over 100 at the end of the game. He had a long run, but, you know, it's trust your keys, trust what we've taught, and, you know, Coach Nielsen did a great job, and then, you know, we got one on the board there right at the end of the first. Honestly, they were screaming in my headphones not to call the play because just let the quarter run, and I thought I had a good call, and so I let it go. And then Hoggenberry just made a great throw to Bridgewater there in the second to go up 14.
Speaking of Hoggenberry, you know, as we said, only 14 points, but the times that you guys were able to drive, I mean, he did a phenomenal job. And even in that second half, in that third quarter, before you guys had that missed field goal, I think he was, what, 10 for 10, I think, on that drive. But Tate, can you describe more on Tate, not just what he's you know, just how calm he looks in the pocket, whether it's using his arms, and there were times where he was using his legs to get you guys some big first downs when it looked like it looked like East Buchanan was going to sack him and basically get a punt out of you guys.
Yeah, he's just a lot more comfortable in the pocket, I think. And not only that, he knows, you know, when to bail with his legs and which way to bail. Nice. He's done a really nice job. He led us in rushing on Friday with about 39 yards, and I think all three of those were first downs. And then he reads his keys so much better this year than he has in the past. We threw him into a situation as a sophomore where we wanted to get Austin Hillmer in more space. So we put him at quarterback, and you know, he had that big game and against East Buck, and then he had another huge game against Clayton Ridge as a sophomore, which we lost, but he threw for 300 something. And then he comes in as a junior, and he's our starting quarterback. He struggled last year at the beginning of the year. We struggled to throw the ball. We relied on his brother a lot to run the ball, and we were a more cohesive unit up front last year, I thought, to start the season. But you can kind of see our old line right now, you know, kind of trying to, you know, not trying, but they're getting it figured out. Mm-hmm. And you know, we'll, as we go through these next few weeks, I think we'll be able to run the ball a little better. But yeah, Hogenberry, you know, he's our leader. He controls the game well. He manages it well. And when we need a first down, yeah, he's going to go get it for us.
Indeed. And defensively, boy, it was a hard-hitting game. He had some sore bodies on both sides of the field after Friday night. You had kids all over the field making plays, as did they. But you're led in tackles by Landon Helmerich. Talk about that defense.
I tell you what, Landon Helmerich is about 5'9", 190. And if we didn't need him so much on defense at that shaded nose, he would be our tailback. But we got to keep him fresh, so he gets some carries at tailback with Beshin. But you know, defensively, you know, led by him and the inside, and then Landon Miller does a good job getting everybody lined up. And you know, I'm really happy with our D backs this week in practice. Mm-hmm. East Buck didn't throw a lot. Ben Wheatley made a great play on the goal line, if you remember that.
Yep.
He was one on one with Bowers and knocked it down. But, you know, our D-backs this week are going to have to really buckle down. Belvey's going to want to throw it. And, you know, we're going to put some fresher faces in there because we got a couple of kids dinged up. But really excited to see our D-backs this week and how they respond to a more spread offense.
I was going to say, up next is Bellevue. And last year you were able to end a four-game losing streak against them. But as we said, as you mentioned, Bellevue, they do pass, they do run, so kind of a more balanced offense. Riley Carrier already has 5 rushing touchdowns. But what can you say about this Bellevue team? I know that it's different personnel than you were used to last year, but it seems like things have really changed with this team, or what can you say are some differences between facing this year's team?
A lot of the same stuff as us. A lot of the same sets, a lot of the bunches, a lot of the trip stuff. And, you know, they have some nice wrinkles where they go quad, which I like. And I'll be honest with you, I've taken some stuff off their film over the last few years. And we run it just because I like it so much. They run a nice bunch layers route. They run a nice bunch, a bunch type flood route that we like, that we've used over the past couple of years. They like to go twin stack, which a lot of people don't know how to defend very well. But they look a lot like us, and they want to run inside zone. I'll tell you where Bellevue is going to give people problems, including us, is their defense. I don't know what you call it. I'd call it like a 3-4 amoeba. basically, they'll have two guys with their hands on the ground, and then everybody else is kind of just walking around the whole time.
Mm.
And then they're bringing heat from all over the place. So you really got to be disciplined up front. Trust your steps and trust the guy back to your left or right.
Going on the road for the first time, if there's anybody that's used to being out of routine, it's your kids right now, not in school yet, and for the immediate future with what's going on there at North Lynn. So going on the road probably isn't a huge concern of the out of routineness that your kids have been going through here.
Now we can handle it. You know, we'll do what we do, and, you know, we'll leave about 4 o'clock. I'd like to leave earlier if I could. You know, I like to stop in Wyoming, the Casey's, and just walk around a little bit. But, you know, they'll be fine. I mean, it is what it is, and we'll get back to that routine soon.
All right, North Lynn looking to go 2-1 with a trip up to Bellevue. Jared Caldwell, the head coach, joining us here on the program. Coach, always great to talk to you. Good luck on Friday, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Good luck, guys.
All right, and coming up next, as we mentioned, Northland coming off that win against East Buchanan, and coming up next is East Buchanan head coach Jerry Alden right after this break here on the Sports Zone. Mix 94.7 KMCH.
The Pizza Place on Lake Delhi. Great pizza and sandwiches. Check out Facebook for the menu, weekly specials, and the pizza of the month. Dine in or carry out. Food, drinks, and fun.
CMA Welding is the area's premier welding and fabrication specialist, serving Dyersville, Farley, Piasta, Epworth, and the surrounding areas. They specialize in TIG and MIG welding, custom railing, and repairs. Give them a call today.
Trivet Associates was founded in 1979 on the commitment to providing exceptional veterinary medicine to livestock and pets in eastern Iowa. Our doctors are dedicated to bringing the latest medical advances to our patients in a friendly, common sense atmosphere. Visit us anytime in Dyersville or Farley.
For fan food, not fast food, visit your after-game headquarters, Manchester Dairy Queen. It's quick, it's easy, and your family will love it. Manchester Dairy Queen.
This is John from Georgian Auto in Manchester. Commitment is a key ingredient to any successful team. Our team shows that commitment every day with digital inspections, loaner cars, stress-free financing, and three-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Committed to you and your vehicle. Georgian Auto in Manchester.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. Josh Christensen and John Swisher continuing our coverage of week three of the high school football season. And joining us now on the program is East Buchanan football head coach Jerry Alden. And coach, we knew your matchup last week against Northland was going to be a tight battle. It was going to be back and forth, probably low scoring, and you know maybe who was going to make the one mistake. But for you, I think we talked about this during the broadcast, that your message to the kids was is that don't worry about this loss. I mean, considering what happened last year with you guys going all the way to the Dome, is that kind of the same message again, that it may be a tough loss, but anything can really change during the season and you could still get reach the same goals that you maybe had at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, first of all, guys, you know, what a great atmosphere on that Friday night. Mm-hmm. I mean, two small schools with the crowd support each team had. I mean, it was standing room only on the sidelines and a great atmosphere for football. You know, as far as the game goes, I mean, you guys were there. You know, we knew exactly what, you know, Coach Colm and Northland was going to do. We knew that they were going to run the short game and try to get outside and stretch the field on us. And we had a good game plan for it. But you guys, I mean, you were there. Our big Achilles heel Friday night was the amount of penalties that we had and the amount of yards that were called back. And you can get away with that, you know, playing teams that might not, you know, quite be as good, but against good teams, they're going to come back and hunch. And we've had 21 or 22 penalties the last 2 weeks, and that's something that's been an emphasis this week to focus on, because you know, we had a lot of yards called back Friday night, and a couple of them probably cost us some touchdowns during that ball game.
I was going to say, Coach, I know it's an obvious question, but though you know you were able to overcome that one penalty on the first drive and still managed to score in a long touchdown run, but as a coach, I mean, how often have you seen time and time again in games that you have coached that penalties can just really kill a drive in a sense?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, penalties happen. I mean, but for us, it's not the physical penalty, it's the mental penalties. And like I said, it's been a focus all week for us. You know, you don't expect it with some experienced teams. But again, I mean, we have experience because our sophomores played as freshmen, but as coaches, we still have to remember we're playing a lot of sophomores. I mean, we're, you know, defensively, we had, I think, 8 underclassmen playing on defense Friday night. And, you know, so we know that those things are going to happen. We just got to cut down on them and move on. And, you know, like you were talking, you know, earlier to start here, you know, we didn't put our whole season into this one ball game, because obviously we know what happened last year and we're in the same situation. You know, obviously being the first district game, it was an important district game to try to get out in front, but you know, we know there's a lot of games to play, and we just got to get better, and I thought tonight was probably one of the best practices we've had all year, and that's a key for us here moving forward.
And for you, Coach, I mean, even though when you say mental versus physical penalties, can you describe that a little bit more? What you know, what the challenge is in overcoming the mental kind of penalties that you were talking about?
Well, the mental penalties to me is the false starts, the, you know, the jumping off sides, you know, things that you're not going up against anybody else prior to the snap. It's things like that. And, you know, we're just trying to take this stuff out of these kids' heads and just, you know, just focus on the little things. And, you know, we had a, you know, situation Friday night where we had them fourth down and we jump off sides and give them a first down. And, you know, it didn't hurt us, but it was another opportunity for them to run 3 or 4 minutes off the clock. And, you know, at the end of the game, we could have used that extra 3 or 4 minutes. So all those little things add up to one big thing. And, you know, when we went into that game, we had a great game plan. And I thought offensively, I thought we were good. I mean, we rushed the ball still for 250 yards.
Right.
So, and that's against the six front because they were playing six guys, sometimes seven, sometimes eight in the box. And we're going to see that the next rest of the year. I mean, teams are going to load the box on us, and that's an expectation. But, you know, we also had a 50-yard run called back. We had numerous runs called back. And you know, some of those were on good drives. And you know, we have to just focus on those little things. And if you take those penalties away, there's a possibility of being a different ballgame.
Indeed. And now you're getting ready for a Starmont team who's 0-2, chomping at the bit for their first win of the year. And I'm sure you and your staff is impressed upon your kids. Of course, they can't be taken for lightly with all the years of this rivalry. Your team has won the last 5 games in a row. Before that, Starmont had won 5 in a row. So this is one of those back-and-forth rivalries that anything can happen, and you know your team has to be ready.
There's no question. I mean, you know, just the history of the two schools going back and forth, you know, and, you know, two Hall of Fame coaches, Coach Barkley and Coach Stafford at EB. I mean, you know, there's not a better tradition of these teams playing each other, you know, back when those guys were coaching for so many years. And, you know, we're both similar. You know, they're probably a little younger than we are. They're not the old Starmont of Power Eye football, here we come. They kind of spread it out a little bit, and we expect them to spread it out and try to get to the outside on us, similar to what North Lynn did. But, you know, we've made some adjustments this week, some personnel, and you know, it's going to be a good game. You know, they've got some speed in the backfield. They have a tremendous tight end that played quarterback for them last year that's going to be a key for us to keep an eye on, and he's had a lot of yards receiving, and you know, he's a focal point to our defense. So we're gonna have to play well. Our kids know that. And you know, like I said, I mean, you know, we didn't have time to hang our heads Friday night. You know, it was a matter of, you know, as a coach, you know, we give our kids the weekend off, but if there was a Saturday I wish we could have came in, it would have been then, just to get our kids back in, get our heads on straight. But we had a great practice Monday morning and an even better one tonight, and I think we're ready to go here Friday night.
You mentioned, Coach, a little bit about the history of Starmont, and the last two matches have been very close, and even though Starmont's 0-2, their last game was only a 3-point loss. So what are some big jumps that you saw from Starmont that you know you're going to have to be prepared for? You touched a little bit on it with their tight end, who was their quarterback last year. That's going to be one key. But what have you seen from Starmont, the big jumps that they made from their first game against Sumner?
Well, it's a little different because against Sumner, they're playing a double wing, double tight power team. And against their second game against Bellevue, Bellevue's a, you know, 4 or 5 wide spread team. So, you know, it's a little bit different on trying to figure out exactly what, you know, Starmont's going to do or what they're trying to do. But obviously, you know, the second week, they were a lot more successful running the football. And, you know, you guys have been around long enough to know, you know, by the end of the season, whether you run or a pass team, you have to run the football to win ball games, because when it's, you know, 20 degrees toward the end of the year, or you get a wind or a storm, or, you know, cold conditions, you got to be able to run the football. And I think Starmont established that, especially in that second week against Bellevue. And when you can run the football, it's kind of like us. You know, our best defense is when our offense stays on the field, because we eat a lot of clock, you know, when our offense stays on the field. And when you do that, you keep the other team's offense off the field. So it's important for us to continue to do that. But, yeah, Starmont's going to be – they're going to try to run the football tradition-wise, and we're going to have our hands full inside and force them to get into those passing situations.
Once again, East Buchanan hosting Starmont this week as the Bucks try to improve to 2-1. Starmont looking for its first win of the year. East Buchanan head coach Jerry Alden kind enough to join us again. Coach, good luck on Friday, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Take care, Jerry.
You bet. All right, and coming up, we have a couple more coaches. We'll have Western Dubuque football head coach Justin Penner as the Bobcats. They got a tough matchup. They've had already a tough start, but they got one of the probably the more surprising teams that we've seen so far in Liberty with what they've been able to do so far, knocking off Iowa City High down at Kinnick Stadium to open the season. But we'll have Coach Penner on next here on the Sports Zone.
Medicare can seem complicated, but not with Wellmark. Call Randy Mahoney, a local authorized independent agent for Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, to make choosing easy. Wellmark Medicare supplement insurance plans are not affiliated with any government agency. It's Randy Mahoney Agency in Manchester.
Delhi Landing in downtown Delhi is open 7 days a week. Enjoy our homemade pizzas, wings, cold drinks, and every Saturday night serving prime rib dinners. Delhi Landing proudly supports all area athletes and coaches.
High-Tech Communications, the protection you can trust. We provide security systems, video surveillance, access control, fire alarm systems, and alarm monitoring to protect your business or home. Call us today. High-Tech Communications, setting a high standard for your technology needs. HighTechCommunications.us.
Make sure to pick up a copy of the Delaware County Factbook, brought to you by the Independence Bulletin Journal and Shopper's Reminder, available at KMCH in Manchester.
Every good athlete recognizes the value of having a great coach. If you're buying or selling a home, make sure you team up with an experienced realtor to coach you through the process. I service the entire KMCH listening area. My office is located in Manchester, across from the hospital. Contact me, Teresa Turnus, from Keller Williams Realty, for all your real estate needs.
Ready for a new job? Stanley Black & Decker has many open positions and has increased their pay. They offer a $1,000 sign-on bonus, 401k match, employee discounts, and a competitive benefits package. Stanley Black & Decker, locations in Delhi and Manchester, offering big city benefits with small town values.
Welcome back to the KMCH Sports Zone. Mix 94.7, John Swisher and Josh Christensen here, continuing our coverage of the week three season of the high school football season. And we've had quite a number of coaches on, but John and I will kind of go over some of the rankings right now. As we mentioned, in Class 1A, Beckman off to that 2-0 start, ranked second in Class 1A, and they've got a tough matchup. As you said, John, they've had a tough schedule right away with two-way teams as they get ready for district play. And then in Class A, Northland and East Buchanan both receiving votes right now. And Northland, if they probably can get a win at against Bellevue, I would think that they could probably jump back into those into the rankings after that tough loss to open the season against Albernette.
They sure could. And but right now, just keep on improving and getting through their district season. The name of the game for those teams that are going to be in the playoffs, unless something happens there with too many injuries or something. But you never want to see anything like that. So those kind of teams that you know are going to be good and they're in the playoffs, their goal is, of course, to stay healthy and continue to get better and fine-tune, and they'll be there in the end, as we saw them on Friday night. Northland and East Buchanan, two of the talented teams in the area, which we expected, and they were last year, and they're carrying on their tradition. But Beckman, yeah, it'll be fun to see Coach Atwater and company and Coach Wilson and the Panthers. It should be a good battle to a 1A matchup there, and that's what Coach Atwater design that schedule, 3-2A teams in a row in Comanche, Anamosa, and now Monticello to get them ready for that 1A grind. Their district, as Mark told me earlier in the interview tonight, that their 1A district has improved. It's probably not going to be as good as some of these 2A teams, but it has improved, and so they've got to be ready for that. They did a great job handling things in their district last year, getting to the semifinals for the first time in a while, so hopefully they can keep things going there. But it should be an entertaining contest, and we're glad to be able to bring it to you on our KMC Sports video stream Friday night from Dyersville. Josh Roger and I will have all the action for you. Around 7 o'clock, the pregame, they hope to get the kickoff around 7:15, but whatever time it happens, we will be right there and have it for you, and that'll be an entertaining contest, we would think. Class 4A, as we've talked about, West Delaware taking on Cedar Rapids. Xavier fell to the Saints 44-7. They stay ranked number 4. Tied there with Bondurant Farrar and the team that the Hawks will see next week. Waverly Shellrock is still hanging out at number 2 in Class 4A. So that tough schedule for the Hawks as they take the trip up to Decorah this week, trying to get in the win column for the first time elsewhere. How about down in Class 3A, the teams now that are right in the middle of that Class 5-6. Mount Vernon ended the 20-game losing streak to Solon. And of all years to see it, you didn't think it would be this year. Most people didn't think it would be this year anyway. It was Solon, as talented as they are for Coach Stanton and company, but Coach Lance Peterson and Mount Vernon pulled off the wild upset at Solon, no less, last Friday
that's
night.
An impressive one.
And got the victory, and impressive it was indeed. To just imagine all those years that Mount Vernon wasn't able to get it done with Tristan Wirfs and the talented players that they have.
I think in their senior year, I think when they were at Solon, we thought that was their best chance to probably do it. And they had opportunities. I was at that game. There was one where quarterback, I think, what was the, I'm trying to remember their quarterback's
Adams,
name.
Drew
Adams, yeah. He had a guy in the back of the end zone. He was wide open, but I think he just overthrew him and he caught it, but he was out of bounds. And but you're right. I think that was a shock to me, because I don't know if anybody thought that this would be the year. We thought it was going to be several years earlier, but that long losing streak, and it ended. And I mean, Lance Peterson, he continues to do a phenomenal job down there in Mount Vernon, and as Solon just continues the tradition year in and year out. But like you said, you got 5-6, and then Benton Community at 7 as well. Benton Community kind of quietly, you know, has been very good the last couple of years, and has been kind of teetering, you know, making it to the Unidome the last couple of times as well.
Indeed, improving quietly, as you said. And Class 2A, just to go with the strength of schedule for that West Delaware schedule, Dubuque Wallert now up to number 6 in Class 2A. They stay there, I guess, from last week in Williamsburg. Another WAMAC conference team at number 3 in Class 2A, as those are most of the area teams. Class A, Albernette bumps into the rankings as the Pirates are number 7, as you'll get a chance to see them next week, as East Buchanan will travel to Albernette. That's a non-district game, but a good non-district matchup for both of those teams. East Buchanan at Albernette. You and Roger will have all that action from Albernette next Friday night, and it'll be entertaining contests, no doubt.
Yeah, no, it'll be interesting. You know, Albernette has a chance of knocking off two impressive teams in our area. And as we said, Albernette defeating North Flint, that was, what was it, 13-9, I think was the score. Yeah, I think it was 13-9 or something like that. No, 16-13. I can't remember.
It was 16-13.
16-13, and they score with 2 minutes to go on a 75-yard touchdown. It looked like North Flint, if you were to look at the stats in that one, pretty much controlled almost every single thing on the stat line. But the one thing is a blown coverage allowed Albernette to score on a big passing play. And the Pirates, as we said, they just got into the rankings, tied for 7th with Mount Air, and having a chance to already play Northland and East Buchanan early on in the season. As you said, you got two non-district matchups, but that will be a fun one. And as we said, too, we got a good one this week for our KMCH Sports video stream as well, with Monticello at Beckman. And then in eight-man football, Don Bosco staying at number 3 right now. I'm not seeing... Brooklyn, BGM, moving into the rankings, ranked ninth right now. Basically everything staying the same there in as far as eight-man football. And so not a whole lot of changes, but as we said, let's take a look at, just for fun, taking a look at 5A Southeast Polk jumping from 4 to 2. Dowling jumping up from 4 to 6. Then you got Cedar Rapids Kennedy at 5, jumping up from 7th, and then Cedar Falls jumping up to 6th. City High, despite the loss to start the year to Iowa City Liberty, gets back into the rankings at number 10 in Class 5A. And, don't you think that they should just have that year in and year out high school football game at Kinnick Stadium open the season? Why not?
Yeah, it's a great experience for those kids, and they had a huge crowd there on that night. It had a late start. I was able to see most of the second half after our game got done in Delhi. I couldn't believe it was still 10 minutes to go in the third quarter in that game when I started watching. So, great atmosphere, just a great place to play a high school game, and those kids, an experience they'll never forget for sure.
Absolutely, and Kinnick's going to be packed on Saturday.
Yes, another sellout, and it'll be interesting. A lot more red than there was blue last Saturday, but there was a good amount of blue and gold there representing the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State. And, they gave the fans everything they could wish for, their fans, and almost came out with the huge upset victory. But fortunately, the Hawkeyes were able to do just enough and get the four-point victory.
But I'll tell you what, this new look Iowa State offense with all the new faces, they look like they're going to be dangerous, and they're going to be a force to reckon with. It'll be an interesting test now with Iowa and Iowa State. How much you got to pay attention to Iowa State if they can come away with a win in Iowa City, because Purdy, Breece Hall, all those guys all graduated. They have a new quarterback.
And they were never able to win in Iowa City.
Right.
That says something there, how talented this Iowa defense has been the last several years to stop offenses like that. And they'll have to do it again on Saturday.
That's probably going to be the key, is Iowa's defense keeping their offense in the game. If the offense is able to do just enough, probably the Hawkeyes keeping the Cy-Hawk Trophy in Iowa City for another season. But we still got a couple more coaches. We'll try and get Macogata Valley head coach Trevor Arnold, as Macogata Valley, 2-0 start and dominating in their two wins so far, and hoping to go 3-0. We'll have Coach Trevor Arnold here on right after the break.
Sight and good vision is very easy to take for granted until it is taken away. Advanced Eye Care Associates of Eastern Iowa is here to help you.
Advanced Eye Care Associates of Eastern Iowa, located at 225 West Main Street in Manchester and 1113 West 3rd Street in Vinton.
Biofield is your headquarters for all your seed, chemical, and fertilizer needs. They have professional service and quality products needed to bring the best crop to market. Biofield, providing growth opportunity for 18 locations across northern Iowa and southern Minnesota.
Farmers Savings Bank proudly supports all area athletes and their coaching staff. For all of your banking needs, visit them in Colesburg, Elkport Garber, Strawberry Point, and Arlington, or online at farmersavingsbank.com. Member FDIC.
West Bend's Home and Highway Policy provides you with one policy, one bill, one deductible, and one agent, all with no hassle and a portion of your annual premium back in cash if you don't have a claim. To find out more, contact your local West Bend agent, Eric Smith, at Insure Iowa in Manchester at 927-2791.
The Eastern Iowa Shopping News and the Dyersville Commercial recognize the hard work and dedication of all area athletes. Check out the weekly sports section in the commercial for scores and information. The Eastern Iowa Shopping News and Dyersville Commercial, supporting your communities.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone, Mix 94.7 KMCH. Josh Christensen and John Swisher continuing our high school football coverage. Week 3 now, and off to a really good start. Remember, this team just won one game last year. It was in the opener, and then it was a struggle for the rest of the year. But Macogata Valley already off to a 2-0 start, and they have dominated in both wins, 38-8 over South Winneshiek this last Friday. And joining us right now is their head coach, Trevor Arnold. And, Coach, I mean, we talked about how young this team was and just trying to – you only have 20 guys, And but for you to have another dominating win on the road at South Winneshiek, how do you feel as a coach, and what impressed you about how you guys were basically able to control the entire game last Friday?
Well, I mean, the credit goes to our kids. They've done everything we have asked them to do, and that's the only reason why we're in this position. Southwind is always a tough physical team, and we knew we had to match that physicality, and hopefully we could exceed it, which is something we have struggled with the past several years, is being more physical than somebody that wanted to just run right at us. Well, Coach Monk got us in a good position defensively, and we handled them. Stopping their fullback is a key with a team that runs flex bone, and Keegan Streeter is a big kid. He's every bit of 6'2", 225, and he's a load if you let him get going downhill. And we were able to slow him down before he even got to the line of scrimmage most of the night. So that was the key. It all started from there. And our interior D linemen and inside linebackers did a great job of keying on him, and things just kind of worked out from there, that everybody else was doing their job well and playing assignment football, which you have to do, and things kind of rolled from there. It helps on the third play of the game when we got the ball that we could go 70 yards in one play with our running back, Lance McShane, and get off to a good start. And that makes you breathe easy right from the start, usually, when you can get something like that going.
No doubt. And, Coach, you talked about the physicality and the kids being in shape, and that came into part with John Orr helping the conditioning. The kids may not love him after practice on most nights, but, boy, they should love him every game night when they're the more physical and more in-shape team here, at least they have been the first two nights out.
Yeah, that's definitely played out like that. And it's hard to look at John and tell him no.
Yeah, no kidding.
That is an adult male saying that, let alone being a 16-year-old kid.
You're not a kidding.
That has definitely been a positive for us, and something new this year is getting John on staff. And I said it back at the beginning, when you can have guys that are from here and have played here and want to coach here and put that passion back into the program, that's a big deal. And I truly believe, as a coach, you can't make kids want to be physical. You know, that's a natural thing that kids want to do. Now, you can put them in situations that make them, they have to decide whether they're going to be physical or not, or willing to do it. And we have some kids right now that are willing to do that. And that's kind of just flowed throughout our whole team. And we're playing more physical than what some of our body sizes should be allowing us to play, which has been good, playing above our ability level. And we keep doing that, good things are going to keep happening for us.
Coach, what's the, you know, as each week goes, like we've talked about too, with the number of players that you guys have and the you know, trying to stay healthy, I mean, how does it change? Does the process change each week, or how do you make sure you keep that message to them that, you know, you, if one guy goes down, this really changes everything for you guys? And so far, I mean, you guys have been able to, you know, stay healthy and be able, and you know, you're 2-0 on the season.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about the best ability is availability, and it doesn't matter what really happens Monday through Thursday if we can't keep guys healthy and keep them on the field and be able to play on a Friday night. So that's been key. We've had to change some things with how we practice. We haven't had pants on at practice for a couple weeks now, just because we can't afford to get on guys' legs and stuff like that at practice, where somebody, you know, in Class A who has 40-some kids, you can do those things. There's less risk involved. But with us, there's a lot of risk involved anytime you're doing something where guys are going to the ground. So we're not able to duplicate some of the things that we have to do on a Friday night. We cannot duplicate them Monday through Thursday. We've got to be mentally more locked in. We spend more time watching tape this year than we have. Like, on Wednesdays are usually our defensive days. We spent 40 minutes in the classroom today before we even went outside. So getting to see those things, because we cannot duplicate somebody else's full offense. We can't line up 11 guys against our 11-man defense unless we're throwing in coaches, and then they're just standing there because they can't do anything physically. So we're having to do some things a little bit different than we have, but that goes, that's a test to the kids that they've locked in and they've bought into what we're selling them, and they've done everything we've asked them to do, and that's why we're sitting in this position. And we went from North Cedar week one and taking a step up to playing Southland week two. Now we're going up close to the penthouse this week by playing West Branch. So it'll be a big test for us.
And the little Rose Bowl. Before we get to that, Coach, I do want to ask, though, you talked about the kids and how they've adjusted. I mean, how do you feel you guys as a coaching staff have adjusted to how you have to prepare now each week? Like you mentioned, you guys haven't practiced in pads right now for the past couple of weeks because you're trying to keep guys fresh, and you can't imitate certain game scenarios. So it changes everything. So how have you as coaching staff had to adjust, and how do you feel you guys have been able to handle it, coaching kind of a different way maybe this year?
Well, Coach Monk and myself are the two most experienced coaches, where I've got, 15 years of experience. Coach Monk is up in that 27, 28 range. He's never had to coach a team with this low a number. So he's probably had to adjust his mindset even more than myself. One of my first couple years coaching in El Cater, we played 11-man football and we had 23 kids. So I've been in similar situations. They're definitely not ideal. Mm-hmm. It was a lot different in 2010 for us because we had 23 kids. And a majority of them were juniors and seniors. We're the exact opposite. We have 20 kids and 11 of them are freshmen. Mm. So there's just a vast difference there that at the end of the day, you just kind of got to adjust on the fly some days. Sometimes plans don't go as you talked about on Sunday night at the coaches meeting, and you got to adjust with what you got and the kids that you have. But being healthy and having all 20 kids there all the time and everybody being willing to do what we're asking them to do, that makes things a lot easier. But yeah, the part about not being able to duplicate things, that's going to be a struggle all the way through our entire season, as far as we're lucky enough to go hopefully into the playoffs and all that. But that's going to be something we have to overcome and get through in order to get to a Friday night and play and see what happens.
And you talked about getting ready now for the biggest challenge so far in West Branch Class 1A team with Coach Peterson and company on the road in their impressive atmosphere down there, where some of these kids probably haven't played before, and getting ready for this experience against West Branch. You got to block out the noise. You got to believe that you can compete with this team. That's the first the mindset of it that you have impressed upon your kids this week.
Yeah, I mean, it's unique because in Class A, literally non-district games mean absolutely zero other than the pride of winning or losing or playing well or competing or whatever. Because win or lose, we could win by a million points. It doesn't change our stance in the district and our stance as far as going to the playoffs. So that's kind of a tough thing to wrap my mind around a little bit, because there's a lot more risk for us in this situation than necessarily there is reward in a lot of ways. But anytime you get a chance to measure yourself up against another team that's a quality team, that, a bad year for West Branch, the old nine-game schedule years of 6-3. They're a 7-2, 8-1, 9-0 team that's going to get into the second round pretty much guaranteed every year. So that's we're not there as a program, but at the end of the day, we're both going to show up on Friday night ready to play at 7 o'clock, and it's what matters in those 48 minutes. It's not about what happened when Marv Cook played. It's not about the little Rose Bowl. It's overcoming some of those things is going to be a big deal. Our freshmen have never been in a crazy circus-like atmosphere that it's going to be with all the stuff that they always have going on. And we're outnumbered 4-1 by the West Branch staff. All that stuff, in a way it matters, but in a way it doesn't, because there's 11 kids on the field for both teams. We'll get to find out where we stand. And that's why I told the kids, at the end of the day, we're going to find a way to get better from this no matter what it is. But our number one goal, to be honest with you, is just to be healthy. I want to have 20 kids that go down there Friday night and 20 kids that come off that field ready to play Bellevue next week in a district football game. So that'll be the trump card for me as a head coach no matter what. We got to get out of there healthy, and we're going to compete right to the end if we possibly can. But we want to be smart about how we go about things and make sure we're ready to beat Bellevue next week at home too.
What's going to be the key against West Branch, or how do you contain their quarterback? It looks like that's going to be the key. Ty Hughes, he's got 3 rushing touchdowns. He's got a few passing touchdowns as well. And like you said, it just seems like every year West Branch, no matter what they lose, there's always that next man in with them. It seems like they're always able to kind of reload. But what's going to be the key as far as stopping Ty Hughes and a few other things against West Branch on Friday?
Well, we've played in the last 2 years, and they've been good football teams both times when we played them. This, I think, is by far their most well-rounded team that they've had. The Henson kid, he's a stud. He's every bit of 6'2", 220, and he runs like it. And they throw him the ball and get him the ball as many ways as humanly possible, which they should. He's that good. He's their Lance McShane. And then Ty Hughes, I mean, you can tell the kid played at a high level. He played 5A football last year at Liberty, and now he's at 1A West Branch, and he does. He sticks out. He doesn't look like other 1A QBs. He's throwing some balls on tape that
that we won't see from anybody in Class A or 1A, except for maybe Tate Hogenberry. He'd probably be the only one that can throw some of the balls that the Ty Hughes can throw. But that threat of zone read and quarterback runs that he has, that makes them tough. I mean, we had that a couple of years ago with Parker Sternhagen. That is tough to defend. So we have our hands full there with him and Henson. And, you know, on defense, they're going to do a ton of stuff. And this is a perfect opportunity, just like it is for us. That they're going to throw some new stuff at us. They're going to throw some stuff at us that our freshmen have definitely not seen on the field the first 2 weeks. And maybe have probably never seen in their entire life on the football field. So it'll be a good learning experience. And as long as we're ready for, you know, no matter what happens, next play, move on, we're going to be okay, and we're going to learn from it, and we're going to be better off.
I was going to say, how can the, as a coach, how much do you maybe look forward to, I don't know if that's the right phrase, but that learning experience, like you said, with these guys having to go down to a place like West Branch and face a team and some of these players that, like you said, that they have not seen and may never see probably the rest of the season.
Well, I mean, this is the equivalent of a second round or a quarterfinal playoff game. It really is. That's the level of football that they're playing right now that we would see at that point in our season if we're lucky enough to get that far. So we definitely have to rise to the occasion and probably play above our physical ability level and our mental ability level, especially in terms of seeing things that we haven't seen before. They're a spread-based offensive team, but they have a quarterback that can run. They have multiple skill guys. I mean, when you take junior and senior skill guys and you're going against freshmen and sophomores, that's a definite disadvantage. On paper, this doesn't even look like a ball game if you just look at a piece of paper based on what they have and what we have. But our kids have got the mentality right now that they don't really care. They're going to go down there and try to punch them in the mouth before we get punched, and hopefully we're able to do that and go fight for four quarters and see what happens. I mean, I'm at the point where I'm just kind of smiling, just waiting to see what our kids do, because I think they're gonna show up, and we need to in order to keep progressing with our plan. It's an 8-week plan with playoffs after that, and the kids have that in their mind and they've locked into that. And we're excited to just keep playing it out and see what happens.
Trevor Arnold, Maquoketa Valley football head coach, getting ready for West Branch on the road at the Little Rose Bowl this Friday, as Maquoketa Valley hoping to come away with the upset and go 3-0 on the season. Coach, good luck on Friday. Travel safely down there, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys.
Take care, Trevor. All right, and coming up next, we'll hopefully get Western Dubuque football head coach Justin Penner on. As we know, the Western Dubuque, tough start to the schedule already with Xavier and North Scott, and now they don't. They have another tough one, as we said, with Liberty, who's in the top 10 in Class 4A. We'll get Coach Penner on coming up next.
Jay's Auto and Supercenter in Manchester has quality pre-owned vehicles, great financing options, a full-service department, body shop, and detail department. See their full line of vehicles online at jsautosales.net. That's Jay's Auto. Customer satisfaction is their number one priority. Jay's Auto!
Whether planning to remodel or building a new home, let S&R Construction take care of you. S&R Construction is the expert in home improvement projects, gutters, siding, garages, remodeling, new home construction, and more. Call or text Steve Petlin today at 319-361-0638 for a free quote.
The Manchester Press is your community newspaper. Check out the sports section for game stats and photos of area players and game highlights. The Manchester Press, serving the area for over 130 years.
Turn to the professionals at Leckie Building Service in Manchester for commercial building and remodeling, home remodeling, and new home construction. Call the experts at Leckie Building Service in Manchester, 563-927-5677.
Going above and beyond is a standard of care at Above and Beyond Home Health and Hospice Care. Their compassionate staff care deeply about the comfort of their patients. A nurse is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Above and Beyond Health Care, the more they care, the more beautiful life becomes. Proudly serving Jones, Jackson, Johnson, Lynn, Clayton, and Delaware counties.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. Josh Christensen and John Swisher continuing our coverage as week three of the high school football season. And joining us right now on the phone is Western Dubuque football head coach Justin Penner. Coach, last week, you talked about it, that this was a completely new team And we knew it was going to be a rough start with Xavier and North Scott, and losing to North Scott last week, 45-7. And I know it doesn't get any easier for you guys with Liberty, which we'll talk about in just a bit. But I mean, as a coach, I mean, are you seeing progression with this team, or you know, the learning experiences that you guys have had to face the first couple of weeks?
Yeah, you know, I think your question is valid. Are we losing, or are we learning from our experiences? And we really have to, you know, take things with a grain of salt and understand who we've played. And we could turn that into a negative that we're 0-2, or we could realize that, the ceiling on our season is so much higher because we've had the opportunity to play such quality teams that now we know what it takes to be at that level. Hopefully it's the latter there, and that we learn from those experiences and are able to move forward. We got a little banged up during the North Scott game there, but other than that, honestly and sincerely, I think there is some progress being made, and we're starting to fit some things up defensively a little better, and starting to run the ball with a little more consistency on offense.
Being patient with the process and understanding the bigger picture, what you have impressed upon your kids, I'm sure, of realizing just how good the competition that you've seen already, all three of them in the Class 4A top 10. So not getting overwhelmed early and just being patient that things will get better.
You know, we're big fans of Coach Saban and his stance on the process and understanding, that you're in control of the now and the present play and the present moment and your past cannot dictate that and your future is not within your reach and putting a lot of stock in that process gives you faith and confidence that you're capable of controlling yourself and that moment. And so you're dead on the money in the fact that we believe in our process at Western Dubuque, and we know that if we put in the work on a day in and day out basis, at the end of the season we're going to be where we want to be, and we're not going to fade away just because our start wasn't what we want it to be. And conversely, if we were 2-0 or 3-0 to start the season as well, we wouldn't turn to complacency either. So we're not going to let our circumstances dictate our effort.
How do you as coaches try to make sure that the kids stay mentally strong as they try to learn? Like you said, I mean, we talked about this. A lot of the guys basically are gone from that state championship team from 3 years ago. Even the guys that got a taste of it or got to experience it, it's a whole new crop of players. So what's the challenge as a coach? Or, I mean, I guess how much more coaching maybe have you had to do this year compared to the last previous maybe couple of seasons with the experience that you did have at the time?
Well, I think we believe that as coaches that it's our job to give our best to our kids. Like, it's our job. We're in a service industry. We're serving people. And so, it's 100% our job to model the behaviors that we want to see in kids. And so we're consistently high with energy. We're consistent in our approach on a day in and day out basis in terms of our attitude and effort has got to be what we expect out of our players. And so, we have a very good staff, mm-hmm. guys that know the game of football and know kids and know how to serve kids. And so, I have the utmost confidence that we're going to model the behaviors. And on top of that, too, we're trying to teach young men how to become grown men that can go out and they can provide for families, mm-hmm. right? And then they can be, proud, workforce members and people that are going to show up and work hard every day, whether they're having a good day or a bad day, whether something negative happened to them. And so what a lot of things we're discussing right now is just having, a style of toughness that we describe as, anything that's in your past should not affect the next play. Mm-hmm. And sincerely, metaphorically for life, and hopefully the kids are getting that. We just need to be explicit about, the way we're coaching that and teaching kids because, truly, the game of football does teach a lot about life. And as much as we'd love to be 2-0 right now, that's not going to dictate anything in our future, especially our attitude and our effort.
You guys host Liberty, who's ranked sixth in Class 4A. Liberty, a lot of people maybe they shocked the state with their opening win against Iowa City High at Kinnick Stadium. Then they beat Lindmar 25-14. Now, you did face them for the first time ever last year, and you guys won that one 21-10. But what are some big differences maybe that you see from this Liberty team compared to the last time you faced them last year?
Yeah, they look bigger, stronger, faster. You know, they've got some guys with some genetics in their favor. You might notice Coach Williams, you know, their head wrestling coach, who was an Olympic wrestler, his son on the team, a couple other guys, you know, with some great lineage as well. You know, but it's credit to what they have rocking in terms of their process as well. And, you know, people don't forget, not too long ago, but that COVID year, 2 years ago, Coach Harris led Washington, a very proud program, in a big win over Bettendorf in an early season game. And I think everybody was shocked at that. And it goes to show you that Coach Harris really knows how to build a program, you know, from the ground up. And so their kids definitely, you know, look an awful lot different than they did a year ago. And you know, they're going to be an awful lot of a handful for us. But, you know, we beat them a year ago. Our kids have the confidence that we could play football. It's a different style of football than maybe we've seen these last 2 weeks. And, you know, it's ultimately going to be about us not beating us and you know, less focus maybe on Liberty and more focus on those guys that are looking back at us in the mirror.
Well, last year you faced, we were just talking about this with Coach Trevor Arnold. You guys faced Ty Hughes last year. Ty Hughes now goes from Liberty to West Branch. So now you're facing a different quarterback in Graham Beckman, and he's completed 63% of his passes, already has almost 600 yards passing, 5 touchdowns. So what stands out about their quarterback, Graham Beckman, this year, and what are some things that you're probably going to have to do to slow him down that offense down?
Yeah, and, you know, that's really astute of you to see that percentage. That you typically you see a high throwing percentage with guys that'll like to dink and dunk and, you know, play a little more West Coast style completion, percentage. This guy's launching the ball down the field on big posts and fades and wheels, and he's just super accurate with the deep ball. So, really, you know, stretches the field out vertically, you know, got a great arm. And on top of that, you know, the dude's 193 pounds. He's a big fella, you know. Nice. And so they dial up some quarterback runs as well. And, you know, he's a handful. And, you know, they do a great job utilizing him.
Coach Justin Penner, kind enough to join us as Western Dubuque hosts Liberty, hoping to maybe get an upset on top of the hill on Friday night. Coach, it's always great to hear from you. Good luck on Friday, and we'll hopefully talk to you again next week, okay?
Really looking forward to it. Awesome show you guys have rock, and thanks for making high school football special in Iowa.
Oh, we always love it. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, we'll be right back to sign off here. And
about that time.
Get ready for Hawk Talk, the one time that we're actually on time.
Indeed. We will be.
The Edgewood Reminder is proud to support all the area teams in athletic action and appreciates their efforts in the classroom and during sports. Check out all the sports photos in each week's issue of The Edgewood Reminder.
At DuPaco Community Credit Union, we know debt happens. A debt checkup from DuPaco ensures it's not costing you more than it should. With historic low interest rates, now is the time to bring your loans to DuPaco. Contact us at 563-927-6187 or visit dupaco.com.
Are you an athlete or physically active in your free time? Even active people can have muscle tightness and joint pain or even experience the occasional injury. Regional Medical Center physical therapy treatment and prescribed exercises can help you recover faster, reduce injury, and build strength and stability. Regional Medical Center, excellence in healthcare, close to home.
This is Cody Neighbor of F&M Bank. Our team works together to achieve the ultimate goal, exceeding clients' expectations. F&M Bank is a proud supporter of all local sports teams. F&M Bank, the right choice in Manchester, Cedar Rapids, Anamosa, and Monticello. Member FDIC.
Newhouse Construction and Concrete is proud to support all our area athletes. Give Phil a call at 927-5178 for your commercial, ag, or residential projects, or visit newhouseconstruction.com. Newhouse Construction and Concrete turns design into reality.
Hello, this is Fred Smock from Dunlap Motors in Independence. We are proud to support local school programs. So if you are looking for a new Chevy, Buick, or certified used car or truck, or just want to stop and say hi, stop in. That's Dunlap Motors in downtown Independence.
This is Dr. Tim Collier from Dental Associates of Manchester. We take pride in the environment we provide our patients with a caring attitude and unsurpassed comfort. For the kind, compassionate, and competent dental care you deserve, call us at 927-GRIN. Dental Associates of Manchester, creating healthy smiles for life.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. Josh Christensen and John Swisher about ready to sign off here. But just to remind you guys for our coverage on Friday, you on Mix 94.7KMCH.com, you can listen as West Delaware will be at Decor pregame 6:45, kickoff 7:30. You can also listen on the KMCH app with Jamie, Ryan, and Bill. And then we also have our coverage area football game of the week with Monticello at Beckman. Pregame for that, 7, kickoff 7:15 on KMCH Sports video stream, which is at KMCH.com. John, Roger, and I will be over there as well. Definitely looking forward to that one, John.
No doubt about it. Should be an entertaining contest for those two, 1A, 2A. West Delaware hopefully can get off the schneid and get a win up in Decorah. As elsewhere, coming up on Friday, Anamosa will be at Cascade. Mack Valley at West Branch, as we talked about. Edco will travel down to Central City, who's 2-0. Starmont at East Buchanan. Independence is at West Liberty. Western Dubuque will host Iowa City Liberty in Epworth. And Northland on the road at Bellevue. So that is the schedule for week number 3 of the high school football season coming up. And coming up next, it's Hawk Talk with the voice of the Hawkeyes, Gary Dolphin and Kirk Ferentz, as they dissect that game and then move on, flush it and move on, and get ready for the Cyclones of Iowa State coming up. 1 o'clock, the pregame on Saturday afternoon. All our coverage from the Hawkeye Radio Network. And then 3 o'clock, a 3:05 to be exact, tip kickoff from legendary Kinnick Stadium, as all the coverage you hear from the Hawkeye Radio Network on Saturday afternoon. So tape delayed format of Hawk Talk is coming at you here on Mix 94.7 KMCH.
Mix 94.7 KMCH Manchester.